I've got something kind of special I'd like to say to all you soul winners out there who might be listening right now. Also, a soul winner's prayer I'd like to pass along to you because I think it's kind of special too. But first, now there's a few things I've been wanting to say to you guys for a long time, and I think right now is a good time to do it. Like, did you know that me and just about everyone in gospel music who travels a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the soul winner? Because it's a fact that some of the best Christians are soul winners. The most soul-minded, the most courteous, and the first to stop and tell the story of Jesus. And little things like warning people about hell. So you've just got to be good people, like some I've had the pleasure of meeting. Down-to-earth, hard-working family men, and a lot of you like our gospel music. That makes you okay in my book. Sounds like I'm blowing smoke, don't it? But I'm not. Because it boils down to this. If every Christian would be a soul winner like you guys are, there'd be a lot less people burning in hell than there is now. So, soul winner, buddy, you're appreciated more than you'll ever know. And we salute you. Now, this soul winner's prayer was given to me by a minister in Ashtabula, Ohio. He found it at the blind school in Columbus, Ohio, where he attended. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you too. So if you will, give a listen and see if it isn't your prayer too. Dear God above, bless this soul I thrive, and help me bring it alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where sinful souls play. Bless my pastor fast asleep when the night is long and deep. And keep our church safe and sound through the hours, big and round. Make our judgment sound as steel and be our hearts so we can feel. Bless the souls going past and teach them not to live so fast. Give me strength for every trip so I may care for what I ship. And make me mindful every day that Jesus Christ, well, He is the way.